Well,
course.
you know, I don't know where to begin. I saw something. I saw a friend on Instagram, which I hardly ever go there except for when I want to go see what our kids have posted about grandkids. And but I saw a friend who went to the American Association of, or excuse me, it was the Association of National Advertisers Convention. And I thought, oh wow, that's got to be pretty interesting. And I looked at, and I caught my eye because this friend of mine was showing Michael Bublé, and she was at a concert in Orlando. And I thought, wow, you know, that's kind of cool. You go all the way to Orlando for a concert. And then I dug a little deeper and found out she was at this association, and they had had Michael Bublé. And I'm going, that's the kind of stuff Steve and I, you know, you know, bring great entertainment, do great events, you know, bring people in and give them some of the best information. And so it caused me to kind of go down and look at the list of speakers, and they, I mean, it's a very power pack, that association. And we're talking about Pepsi and Progressive and, you know, some of the biggest advertisers in the country. And
Michael Bublé's Canadian. I just wanted to.
there you go, my shameless Canadian. I thought he'd be taller though when we went to the concert. Anyway, but I went down the list of speakers and something caught my eye. And it was something that, because it related to me, because you guys know I get millennisms. You know, I have an icon for swear words. It's fishigadaba, right? Because I don't want to have swear words in my life, but my brain wants to go down those roads. And so, you know, I have an icon, fishigadaba. It's the first letter of every swear word. And you guys know there's a ton of millennisms out there. And so this particular speaker really spoke to me, because he's been an icon in the advertising industry, a total icon in the advertising industry. And he quit. He actually announced his retirement at this ANA Association meeting in 2021. And he has created a new company. And the name of his company is spelled, it's Make History, but there's no vowels in it, right? And I thought, oh, that's so creative. So his company name is, you know, MKHSTRY, no vowels, just Make History. And then as I read a little deeper about this guy, they talk about some of their mission in it, and it's that because they're a vowel-less company, right? Their name is vowel-less, and even their, you know, their little mission, one sentence has the words with no vowels in it, but you can make out what they're trying to say. We want to make history, but it's all without any vowels. And then they talk about the vowels, and it says we have A, E, I, O, but there's a placeholder for you, right? And it's for only those that are brave. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I can't tell you the experience I've had in my soul this morning, seeing what this man is doing and what we're trying to do at Limitless. But one of the things he did is he said, you know, the advertising industry is using a 150-year-old model that was started by a man in the 1800s, right? And it's still the same model. And it's you know, companies put out a request, they call them an RSP, request for proposal. And it takes a lot of time. These are expensive for companies to do the bidding for. If you want to be the advertising agency for Pepsi, or you want to be the advertising agency for Progressive or Target or whatever, and you do these requests, and it takes 6 to 12 months, and it's very expensive, and blah, blah, blah. And everybody's begging to try and get the business of these big companies. And he's disrupting that. He's like, I'm breaking that model. We've gone through, and this was his words, pre-pandemic, we worked a certain way. Post-pandemic, the world has changed. And he's being the disruptor in his industry, because rather than doing requests for proposals to try and get companies business, he's looking for places where, you know, he called it white space, places where advertising can be effective. And then he's building a proposal for a company and showing them what they can do, rather than begging for their business, he's opting for their business. And so his company is invitation only, scarcity. He's not out there begging for people's business. He's plucking, you know, the companies that he believes are in a place where they can have an opportunity in the marketplace. Well, what did that do by being invitation only, an icon in the industry, invitation only? He got inundated with companies begging, because he's like, only if you are brave enough to do things differently, that you can fasten your seatbelt and be different, then we'll look at you. Well, he got all kinds of companies begging him, right? And then when they turned down some of the biggest companies in the industry, then they would go to social media and try and get his attention. And he doesn't market on social media. He doesn't do all the traditional things. And pretty soon people were trying to find his cell phone numbers, because it's like, please, 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 take our company. We want to be brave. But they only said they wanted to be brave, but they're not really being brave. And it just really spoke to me, because as I look at Limitless, right, you know, we want to disrupt an industry, right? Our whole goal is to be disruptive and be different. Be different in who we are. And, you know, in our career, it caused me to look back at Steve and I's career. And, you know, Steve started the career, obviously, guys. I was in his downline, and then we aligned, because some of the things I brought to the table, it was a good ham and egg. But let's face it, you know, Steve started the career path. But we have always led in all the companies, and you guys know our record, all of that, and we don't try to tout the record because of ego. We try to tout the record because of who we've been in this crazy industry. And we've led. Always, always, always led, found companies that, you know, the products were things that people would buy, whether or not there was, you know, a money opportunity tied with it, right? If you don't have products that people will buy with or without your opportunity, then you don't have a business. But it's not because you want to gather, it's not just because you want to gather a lot of customers. It's because if you have those kind of products, then you can sell a business. Right? This type of marketing channel, it's all about selling a business. That's what it's really all about. It's all about leveraging. Yes, it's about selling product. That's a freaking given. But if you can't portray through those products that there's an actual opportunity, that you can't show someone, look at these products. Everybody's going to want these products. Everybody wants these products. They are relevant products. You know, they're disruptive products. If you can't show that, you can't sell a business. You can't leverage yourself. You can't use the model that we are meant to have. And so we've always had aligned ourselves, always, with products that people would buy whether or not there was a business. That's been our career. Also in our career, we have always created teams that were plucked from the tops of the trees, not just the low-hanging fruit. How many times have you heard, and we've been guilty of this too, don't shine sunshine on green cherries, you know, but sometimes that gets interpreted as go for the low-hanging fruit, go for what's easy. And we haven't gone for what's easy. We've plucked from tops of the trees. You know, and how do we find those, you know, at the treetops, the branches at the tops of the trees, those branches are the ones, those shoots are the ones that are looking for light. They're looking for sunshine, right? They are sucking all the energy from the roots of the tree so that they can be at the very tippy tops of the trees. Those are the people that we built our teams from. And we painted a picture of entrepreneurial life, you know, with mitigated risk, right? Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. And I've been talking a lot about that theme of what it means to have a rich life from an entrepreneur. And yes, they want the money, but they also want, you know, the passion, changing people's lives and having the freedom to make their own decisions and be that person, but with mitigated risk. And that's what network marketing really, it's what it really portrays. And so we always painted a picture to people on the tops of the trees who were thirsty, right? And the low-hanging fruit, you know, oftentimes they're scared. Just by going for low-hanging fruit, you know, that's like saying, well, who doesn't want to make extra money? Well, everybody wants to make extra money. But who will take an opportunity and grab that opportunity and actually do something with it? And that's the treetops. Right, and so we always plucked from the treetops. And how did we do that? We did it by dangling a carrot. and finding, you know, uncovering those who were really in the treetops, not just by dumping a wheelbarrow of steak, right? We dangled a carrot and led people. Now that's how we knew, you know, the example that we make is, you know, you can't lead a horse to water, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. And our philosophy in our career has always been, but you can put salt in their oats and make them thirsty. And we are always looking for the thirsty people, right? Because when you work with thirsty people, then you're not disappointed. The other thing we did as far as in our career is we always created that scarcity. I think that's why this article of this gentleman who's now created, you know, Make History, he is doing it by invitation only. We have used scarcity oftentimes. We use, you'll hear us tell the story, you know, do you want a cup of coffee? No. Do you want a cup of coffee? Yes. Do you want a cup of coffee? No. And we say, the waitress doesn't go in the back room and cry because certain people didn't want a cup of coffee. That's not what we are about in our industry. But the difference is, do you want to own a coffee company, right? If the waitress, we were really putting that, you know, waitress or that server's story into our world, what we'd really be saying is, you know, do you want to own a coffee company? Do you want to own a coffee company? But you just don't go ask it, you know, a server doesn't go up to every single person and say, do you want to own a coffee company? But that's what we're really saying. It's not, do you want a cup of coffee? It's, do you want to own a coffee company? Do you want to make money on coffee, a commodity that everybody wants? And that's the kind of scarcity in the treetop opportunities that Steve and I, especially Steve, has always exuded in building business. And, you know, when it comes to having a true opportunity in network marketing, one of the things that we've always done in our career, Steve has always said, just give me the bottom line. What do I have to do to be at the top? And, you know, you hear him tell that story, but it is not a story to be taken lightly, that his first bout at Nu Skin, and I was one of his Nu Skin people, yes, but his first bout at Nu Skin, and I was after his first month, but in his first bout, he said, what do I have to do? Well, you need 12 people that'll be at the very top. And he went and got all 12 people his first month in the business, and he held that record for 13 years, right? That's the kind of business that in our career that has led us to being some of the top, you know, people in the industry. And then, of course, culture-wise, you know, I always admired Steve because even in companies, the companies weren't holding leader calls. Steve always, within any company that we were in, always created a leadership call, just like we have right now this morning. And he was always very generous, created his own, quote-unquote, fly-ins. The company wasn't doing fly-ins. Eventually, they started adopting those models, like, you know, at Nu Skin, they started doing fly-ins. But that was something that Steve did, always did his own fly-ins. You know, you'll see, if you ask him for some of the pictures of the fly-ins he held with people on the back of his deck in Provo. He always did fly-ins, and he always shared the wealth. You know, I'll never forget when he sold, it's a long story, but when he sold a company, and we came back to Nu Skin, and I was part of that. When we came back to Nu Skin, you know, Steve made a lot of money doing that because he sold, you know, the network marketing division of iLink back to Nu Skin. And guess what he did? He shared large amounts of what he made there with his leaders and gave them checks. And I remember people outside, people on the corporate side saying, oh, man, you know, I've never seen a leader do that. I wouldn't do that. But Steve Campbell did that. And so, guys, that's the kind of culture. And I know Steve never begged people to be in his business. He never, when he enrolled someone, it's not like he begged them to come and work with him after they enrolled. He looked for the people who he had plucked from the treetops, who had the desire and the passion, and he worked with the people who showed that they wanted to work. So, you know, I look at that in our career and I go, okay, then why did we start Limitless? You know, what happened? Why Limitless? And why would we want to choose to go back into the corporate world? And it's because all the owners that we worked with in networking, I mean, we wanted to have that life. Right, we wanted the life that we are now offering, that we're serving up with Limitless, but owners didn't have the same treetop perspective, you know. And so we wanted to create something. You know, they oftentimes owners, not in every company that we were in, but oftentimes owners, you know, we'd find a product that people would want, whether or not there was a business, and then owners would change the product. They'd cheapen it up. You know, we'd say, this doesn't taste the same as it used to. Oh, that's just the different growing cycles. Ah, crap. They changed the product so they could make more profit once we came in there and built something. Or the comp plans. You know, the comp plans were filled with games, gimmicks, and gotchas. We were tired of that. We were tired of trying to make excuses for owners who didn't understand comp plan, didn't understand what the effect it had on people out in the field. So we wanted to change that. And we wanted to own our culture. We wanted a company-wide culture, not just from our leadership down. And so that's what we did with Limitless. And so let me ask you guys, are Limitless, and please feel free to speak out when I ask these questions. Are Limitless products products that people want, whether or not there's a business opportunity tied to it? Just
yes.
Say yes or no, right? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And is our comp plan, is it something that is a yes for everyone? Did we make a comp plan that everyone, like right now, we're talking about, do you want to be run on the executive plan out of the gate, or do you need to build up to the executive plan out of the gate? Is that a plan for everyone? Do we have a true, even playing field with our comp plan? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And from a culture standpoint, do we have a culture in our company? I mean, think about this morning call. Do we have a culture in our company?
Absolutely.
Family.
Family, right? It's so funny. This is what I wrote. You know, Steve taught me more about abundance than any person. And the reason I thought Andy did the call yesterday, because Andy said something yesterday that made my heart leap. And he said, you know, Steve and Lynn Campbell are generous. And it made my heart leap because, guys, we are generous to a fault. Now, I have my corporate hat on right now when I say this, right? Because I have to run a company. I have to keep lights on. I have to, you know, there's things I have to do as the CEO of the company. And, guys, I will tell you, as a CEO, we are generous to a fault, to our fault. But I loved that Andy pointed that out. Guys, these guys are generous to a fault, and yes, we are. Steve taught me more about abundance as I came up as a distributor in his downline, and then fortunately he asked me to marry him. How lucky am I? But he taught me more about abundance than any person or any experience in my life. And yes, these morning calls, these exemplify the culture that we try to make. And yes, these are about training, and we adapt these trainings to our team. And these trainings are best for newbies, but we don't have enough newbies on these calls right now, guys. And, you know, but part of this call is the culture, the 10 minutes before. That's the culture, the bantering that we have, and the principles that we teach to our family. We teach hope. We teach respect, and we teach abundance on this call. And so that's what we've led. And so why Limitless? Because we wanted to have all those things. We wanted product, comp, and culture. And, you know, in the beginning, those of you who were with us in the beginning, you know, when we tasted it, it's just like this guy at Make History. Everybody wanted in, and we let everybody in. But guess what? Not everybody was willing to stay, because there were a lot of leaders that came in and said, oh, I know you don't buy leaders, but you can buy me, right? And so it didn't work for everybody. Everybody wanted in, but not everybody was willing to stay. And now we find ourselves, right, Limitless and us, we find ourselves post-change. And so now everybody has the opportunity, a lot of people have the opportunity to work from home, right? It's remote workers. But that's not the same. It's not the same. You're still renting your life. When you work from home and you're working for someone else, you're still renting your life away to someone else's wealth. Yes, can you work in your pajamas, work from home? Yes. So does our industry need to go through some change? Do we get to be disruptive? Yes. Because we can still offer a work-from-home option that you're not renting your life to someone else, right? There's inflation going on right now. There's, you know, and yet inflation, it's a different kind of inflation. Usually network marketing does really, really well in inflation. And you know what happened? Network marketing did really, really well. Some companies did super well in the pandemic. You know, I got pots and pans. Well, I have to cook from home. I'll buy your pots and pans, right? Some companies exploded falsely in the pandemic, and they all geared up thinking it was them that made the change in their companies, and now those companies are faltering. Our industry is in consolidation, right? Companies are laying off, you know, network marketing companies are laying off employees, and they're, you know, other companies, two different missions are joining together. Liz pointed out, she said, did you realize these two companies came together? One's a juice company and one's a mental health company. What in the hell do they have in common? But it's because they're having to consolidate. That means there's opportunity in our industry, and typically we do well in inflation, but guess what's driving inflation now? There's too many dollars, free dollars in the marketplace, right? But there's still an opportunity, and that's the mindset. The old MLM, the MLM of old, it's consolidating right now, guys, and there's an opportunity, and Limitless is totally positioned to be the disruptor, but you have to be brave. And so, you know, I have to ask yourself, do you find yourself showing the opportunity by products that people want? Or are you just saying, oh, look at these great products, and you need these products in your body? That's great. You got to do that. But are you showing the opportunity because these are products that people want in their body, whether or not there's a business attached? You can have a lot of customers in your business, right? And you can show that by the demonstrator. Do you find yourself showing the treetop? Are you doing the carrot? Are you dangling a carrot about what we have? Or right now, do you find yourself dumping a wheelbarrow of steak, right? Are you being exclusive in how you're presenting your opportunity, or do you find yourself feeling like you're begging people? Do you find yourself saying, why are people doing the ding-dong deals out there, people that are lying to them, when we have this great, great opportunity? Guys, Limitless is a diamond, and we've gone through a lot, and we're still standing. But guess why we're standing? It's because we are different. And so we, you know, the mindset here is, we get to bravely disrupt, and we've always been there. Our disruption has always been there, but we have to bravely dish it up to people. We have to bravely take on the mindset of speed. The first $50 that we're showing to people right now, it resonates with people, but you have to present it with the need for speed. You know, I talked to Cindy yesterday, and Cindy said, oh my gosh, I'm realizing I can get 10 new distributors by the end of this week. I can find 10 new distributors that want to go do this, and I can help them find their first, at least three new distributors by the end of their first week. There's a need for speed in what we have, and there's an exclusivity of talking to people about what we have, not dumping the wheelbarrow on them of what we have, but exclusively by invitation, sharing with them, finding, and you know how we do that? We find their why. Do you find yourself talking at people by dumping all that we have, or are you talking with people and plucking out from the treetops those who are hungry and sharing with them from a feeling of exclusivity? We have something that not everybody has and not everybody understands, and we are there. I came across a word the other day, illimitable. I read this word, illimitable, and I thought, is that even a word? Isn't that the same as being limitless? Illimitable. And I looked it up, and yes, it's similar to being limitless. But if you are illimitable, that means you're not just in limitless, but limitless is in you. You are no longer capable of having limits knock you off your game. Having disappointments knock you off your game. Having people say no to you knock you off your game. Or having people make you feel like, you know, make you feel bad about being in limitless, knock you off your game. When you are illimitable, there are no limits there's nothing that can make you feel limited. You are illimitable. It's even a hard word to say. And so when we say the possibilities are limitless, then here's my challenge to you guys. And I know I spent a lot of time today. I may have spent too much time. But this guy who said make history, he got to my soul. Because this is what we are about at Limitless. We are about making history. And yet we're kind of a diamond, and we've had a little mud put on us. And we, you know, all of us, we come, and we come to this daily call, and we get fed. But then when you go out, are you illimitable? Are you? Are you prioritizing Limitless, giving her the attention that she deserves? Limitless isn't about Stephen Malin, guys. Limitless cropped up, and she's here to serve us all. And are you prioritizing Limitless and giving her the attention that she deserves? Because if you do, she will give back. She'll give back to you in abundance. The possibilities are limitless, but they are only limitless if you are illimitable. And so my challenge to you today is to say, all the things that you learn on these calls in the lessons, do you take the daily challenge? They're there for a reason. It's her. It's limitless. It's her abundance sharing with you the true secrets of how to make this work, right down to, you know, the demonstrator. And eventually you have to have someone come in front of the demonstrator, and pull, how you pluck them from the treetops is you have them put in their numbers and you read them as they're putting in their numbers. Do they believe what they're saying, or are they just pandering to you because they're not really giving you the numbers they want. They just want to get you off their backs. Well, then you know they're not the treetop. So use the demonstrator. Are you using the demonstrator to help you pluck from the treetops? And are you using our products to pluck from the treetops and show a business opportunity? It's a mindset that you get to move out and be forward. And I've seen Steve walk forward in every business he's ever done with that mindset, and people come clamoring to him. I want to be a part of your opportunity. I want to be part of something. But then he lets them sink or swim. Are you of that mindset? And so are you illimitable? That's my question. Are you illimitable? Are you giving Limitless the attention she deserves so that she will give you back in abundance? That's my question to you. I want to have a great discussion tomorrow morning. I'm so sorry I took so long, guys. I have a lot of things running in my brain. In fact, my brain's running 90 miles an hour, and I can only talk 10 miles an hour. So thanks for humoring me. But hopefully you feel the spirit of what I'm feeling right now today. I've had the best morning ever.
You're the best, Malin.
I could listen to you for hours, Malin.
great call, Malin. Thank you.
The best podcast.
Very good.
Show us what to do. We're following. We're right here.
Great call, Malin.
Thank you. How do you spell illimitable?
Really?
Illimitable.
You got
there
it.
You go.
Illimitable.
Look at Sari. She went and looked it up.
Yeah, she sure did.
See, that's a word. That's the private word, right, guys? That's the stuff you invite people to, illimitable. That's who we are. That's our secret. We are illimitable. Out there, we're touting limitless possibilities. Inside, we are illimitable. Love
and
you guys.
I get to carry on the conversation with my beautiful wife right now.
Thanks,
guys.